has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you the only one on?
I'm not sure.
I'm on. I was trying to unmute, but it wasn't fast enough.
not a problem. Welcome to everyone. We will be studying the second Aliyah, or Parashah Re'eh, today. It begins with Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 11, and completes at verse 28. This is a total of 18 verses. We all know that the number 18 connects to the Hebrew word chai, which translates as life. We will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kutshabarichu Ishkin Te Bibhilu Urchimu Uthilu Uthilu Urchimu Leakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavte Le Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kununei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kununei Hu. Verse 11.
Has joined.
Wehaya hamakom asher yifar Adonai Yohewahe adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Elohechem Bolishakin shemo sham shama Taviyu et kol asher
has joined. It
seems my computer has frozen up, so let's see if I can get it unfrozen. Verse 15. Rak b'kol awat nafshecha tisbach v'yachalta basar kevirkat Adonai yohewahe adanu yo yohaheda wanu heyo Elohecha asher natan lecha bekol sha'arecha hatame v'hatahor yochlenu katzbi v'kalayal rak ha'adam lo tokelu al ha'aretz tishbekenu Kamaim lo tu kale echo bisharecha masar begancha vetirshecha beitzarecha ukorot zakarcha betonecha vekol nidarecha asher tidor. Nivotecha utrumat yadecha kin lifnei Adonai yohewahe adanu yo yohewahe dawanu heyo Elohecha toklenu b'mayim b'makom asher yif Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Elohecha Bo Ata Uvincha Uvitecha Viavdecha Viamatecha Vahalevi Asher Bisharecha V'samachta lifnei Adonai Yohewahe adanu yo Yohaheda wanu heyo Elohecha b'kol ma'mishla yadecha Ishamer lecha En ta'azov et ha'levi, kol yamecha al admatecha, ki yarchiv Adonai Yohewahe adanu yo, Yohahe dawanu heyo, Elohecha et shedulcha. Kasher diberla, we amarta okla vasar, kite awe nafshecha, le ekol basar, the call awat nafshecha, the call basar, ki irhak mimcha hamakom. Asher yifar Adonai Yohewahe adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Elohecha lasum shemo sham v'zavakta mi bekartcha umitzoncha asher natan yo, hey, why, hey, adanu, yo, yo, I hey, da, wandu, hey, yo. Lecha kasher tzibiticha viakalta bisharecha bekol awat nafshecha ach kasher yayakel ed hatzvi viet haayal kein toch lenu atame Wehatahor Yahdav Yoklenu Rachazak Levilti Ako Hadam Ki Hadam Uhanefesh Velotokal Hanefesh Im Habasar Lotoklenu Al haaretz tishpekenu kamayim lo tochluenu leman yitav lecha ubanecha acharecha yitaseh hayashar Bnei Adonai, yo hey wahe, Adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu hey yo, Rakka da shecha, Asher yihiyu lecha, Udairecha, Tisa uvata el hamakom. Asher yifar Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo aheda wanu hey yo, we asita olotecha abasar wehadam al mizbach Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo. Yo aheda wanu heyo. Elohecha wedam zivachecha. Yishafech al mizbach Adonai. Yo hewahe adanu yo. Yo aheda wanu heyo. Elohecha wehabasar tokshel. Shemor v'shamata et kol ha-devarim ha-ele asher anochi mitzavecha lema'an yitav lecha ulvanecha acharecha ad olam ki ta'aseh Atov ha-yashar b'enei Adonai Yohei wahei adanu yo Yo wahei da wanu hei yo Elohecha. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. We will now study the translation. Chapter 12, verse 11. And it will be that the place Hashem your God will choose in which to establish his name, there you shall bring all that I am commanding you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the separation by your hand and the choice of vows which you will vow to Hashem. And you shall rejoice before Hashem your God, you and your sons and your daughters and your men servants and your maid servants and the Levite who is within your cities, for he has no portion or inheritance with you. We know this to be true about the Levites from earlier in the Torah. So what is the meaning of this additional item right
has
now?
Joined.
Shah. Verse 13. Beware, lest you offer up your burnt offerings any place you see, but only in the place Hashem will choose in one of your tribes. There you shall offer up your burnt offering. And there you shall do all that I command you. However, in every desire of your soul, you may slaughter and eat meat in all your cities, according to the blessing of Hashem, your God, which he gave you. The unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the deer and as of the gazelle. This verse is a little confusing. It's not confusing that you're allowed to slaughter just animals that you will consume as meat as long as you do it in the kosher manner. That's not any problem with the verse. But according to the blessing of Hashem, your God, well, we learned yesterday that the blessing of Hashem is the mitzvot. But then it comes with this unclean and the clean may eat thereof. Ah, now I understand it. As of the deer and as of the gazelle. So someone who is impure, unclean, because they have sinned or because they're sitting outside of the camp in contemplation and isolation, they may eat meat as well. That's what we're being taught in this verse that's new. Verse 16. However, you shall not eat the blood. You shall spill it on the ground like water. You may not eat within your cities the tithe of your grain or of your wine or of your oil or the firstborn of your cattle or of your sheep or any of your vows that you will vow or your donations or the separation by your hand. This does not, you can't do these things in the cities. But you tithe in the land and outside of the cities. So are you able to eat of the tithe? The tithe belongs to the Kohanim and it belongs to the Levim. So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense that you could eat it. But it's saying you may not eat the tithing because it's an elevated level of holiness. You can't eat it in your cities, but you can only eat it in the precincts of the synagogue, whether that's certain parts of Jerusalem or the Temple Mount or any of those issues. And remember, this is 18 verses that we are talking about, which is connecting us to life. So these are really important issues, especially when the temple is in existence. But it's true today. We tithe usually in money. We don't tithe animals. But you can't use the money that you're tithing for your own purposes. You have to provide it to who who is being identified to accept those tithes? But you shall eat them before Hashem your God, in the place Hashem your God will choose, you, your son, your daughter, and your manservant, your maidservant, and the Levite, who is in your cities. And you shall rejoice before Hashem your God in all your endeavors. If you're questioning why the Kohanim are not mentioned, it's because the Levites include the Kohanim, because the Kohanim all belong to the tribe of Levi. Verse 19. Beware lest you forsake the Levite all your days upon your land. That's a very clear message that the Levites are very much, very important. And we need to respect that. Even today, even though we don't have the temple and we don't tithe to the Levites and or to the Kohanim, we need to understand that that honor needs to take place. When Hashem your God expands your boundary, as he has spoken to you, and you say, I will eat meat, because your soul desires to eat meat, you may eat meat according to every desire of your soul. We need to remember the only reason that people were allowed to eat meat is after the flood, the souls that were being reincarnated into animals needed a method to be elevated. So we eat meat for the purpose of that elevation, and that explains the language in this verse. Because your soul desires to eat meat, your soul knows that the soul of that animal has a human being that you need to assist in his elevation to heaven, to the higher levels. That's the reason why this language is so strange. Verse 21. If the place Hashem your God chooses to put his name there will be distant from you, you may slaughter of your cattle and of your sheep, which the Lord has given you as I have commanded you, and you may eat in your cities according to every desire of your soul. If it's too far for you to travel to Jerusalem, and you have a desire to eat meat, you are allowed to eat the meat in those cities. Again, for the purpose of elevating those souls of humans that had to reincarnate into animals. But as the deer and the gazelle are eaten, so may you eat them. The unclean and the clean alike may eat of them.
Has joined.
Why specifically is the gazelle and the deer being mentioned, when we already have been told earlier in this Aliyah that if somebody is impure, they may eat of the deer and the gazelle? So what's the purpose of this additional verse? However, be strong not to eat the blood, for the blood is the soul, and you shall not eat the soul with the flesh. We all understand that in this generation, although some may not want to understand it. You are what you eat. So if you eat meat, you are eating animal souls. And those souls, being animals, are going to bring you down spiritually to a lower level. That's not to say that everybody should become vegetarian. There are still souls being reincarnated into animals. And the individual who has the tikkun to help that human soul to elevate from within that animal, your soul knows if that's you. If it is you, go about your business and slaughter it in the kosher manner and eat it. But if it's not you, there's no more sparks for you to eat, or those sparks aren't appropriate for you to elevate in this week. Recognize what the mitzvah is. Verse 24, you shall not eat it. You shall spill it on the ground like water. Okay, this is the emphasis of what to do with the blood that comes from the animal. And the reality, why is it being emphasized? And maybe it's true for these other questions that I've had. Whenever the Torah emphasizes something by repeating it twice or three times, it's emphasizing the importance of that particular mitzvah. And that's why it's telling us, with respect to the souls in the animals, do not eat the blood, because their soul is in their blood. Verse 25, you shall not eat it in order that it be good for you and for your children after you, when you do what is proper in the eyes of Hashem. This verse, we need to recognize that it's not applying to the children. The children after you is a code word for another level of your reincarnation. Verse 26, however, your holy offerings, which you will have, and your vows you shall carry and come to the place that Hashem chooses. It's telling you to come to Jerusalem, and you shall make your burnt offerings, the flesh and the blood, upon the altar of Hashem your God, and the blood of your sacrifices shall be poured upon the altar of Hashem your God, and you shall eat the flesh. Keep and hearken to all these words that I command you, that it may benefit you and your children after you forever, when you do what is good and proper in the eyes of Hashem your God. These 18 verses are connected to living, to life. We need to follow them specifically. And many people are not aware of it, unfortunately. That's the completion of our English translation. We are out of time, but if anybody has any questions or comments or thoughts, and while you're unmuting yourself, I'll remind you there are four additional classes today. One is at 11 a.m. West Coast time. And that is continuing the evolution of God, Sefer from Rabbi Bar Sadok. And we have reached the point where we're now going to discuss the worlds. At 1 p.m., we have an advanced reincarnation class that we will continue with. At 7:30, a deep Zohar class. And at 7 p.m., we will have a teaching by the Ari. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts? Shalom. Have a beautiful week.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shalom.
Thank you all.